We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The latest from him, you know who I'm talking about. Mr. Florio.
Oh, I thought maybe you were talking about Chiefsaholic.
No,
maybe gotten some extra trouble.
No.
After he settled this case, I hadn't heard anything.
I don't know when sentencing is.
June or July. Okay. I don't remember the exact time, but it's the summer when
he'll
be sentenced.
No, I'm talking about Mike Florio.
Oh, I did see this.
Back to the
disappointment.
Hating on the Chiefs.
Look, every headline is like designed in a way that makes it seem like this is the Chiefs' fault that everything in the NFL is bad.
So the latest is... Could the 49ers' non-contact Achilles injuries in the Super Bowl be linked to their practice field? Remember, the Chiefs, you know, just had so much better setup because the NFL rigged it for them. Not that, you know, that rotates every year. Like, the Chiefs, if they're in the Super Bowl next year, they'll be at the crappier facility, the college facility in New Orleans. And whoever they're playing on the NFC side will have the Saints facility, my guess is, you know. But no. We got to go conspiracy with it. We all know that they had, unfortunately, some bad injuries in the Super Bowl. Drew Greenlaw was the big one. That sucked. He tore his left Achilles while jogging off. He says, while there's no evidence to link the injuries, the 49ers expressed concern about lower body injuries because of the condition of the practice fields at UNLV.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're back to blaming the field.
Yep.
So they didn't like the firmness of the field, and now they think a guy's Achilles exploded just because he practiced on a field for 1 week? Look, it's a freak injury, and it stunk because he was playing really, really well in that game. Matter of fact, when you went back to the mic'd up audio, Patrick Mahomes in particular was on the sideline saying, you better match that guy's energy, or we're going to get beat today if we can't act the way and play the way that he's playing, specifically him. Come on. Do we have to do this? Why is everything so cloak and dagger and conspiracy with Florio? Why does it have to go like that? He also hates the kickoff rules, in case you're curious. He's like, did you see? That league's not even using that kickoff rule. The NFL adopted a kickoff rule that's been disbanded. Meanwhile, he's ignoring the fact that they merged and had to agree upon a collective grouping of rules, one of which wasn't the kickoff rule at the time. That doesn't mean it's a bad rule. It just means that two dysfunctional organizations probably aren't great at functioning together yet. No, I do not think that the injury had anything to do with the practice field that the 49ers were on. I can't even believe how big of a story. The 49ers let that be in the Super Bowl. Not the media, Gold-like, or the grouping of people. Like, right, the Florios of the world, they're always going to make that be like, this is unfair. The guy who runs 49ersfangroup.com, they're also going to hate the practice field. The 49ers players is what surprised me in that one. They made it seem like this is a travesty. This field's too soft. It's been robbed. And it's just like, come on. That's your excuse for losing the Super Bowl?
Well, okay, so I don't think the 49ers players are saying that's why they lost the Super Bowl. I think there's part of it I agree. If you want to just complain that you thought your practice facility wasn't up to your normal standard, like that's a fine complaint. But what actually bugged me more, Cody, was the week of the Super Bowl, and it was acting as if the Chiefs just happened to end up with the best facility.
And they should just, like, cave and give them all their practice time.
Yeah, it rotates every year. The AFC team for last year's Super Bowl was always, whether it was the Chiefs or the Bills or whoever was going to be there, that's a funny joke, whoever was going to be there was going to be actually at that facility. Next year, the NFC and AFC are already assigned. Like, I could probably look it up if you wanted to. Next year, the AFC, they already know where the AFC team is practicing. Right now, over, you know, less.
And it's not the facility where the Super Bowl is. That will be the NFC team.
So that whole thing was ridiculous, but it's unfortunate they tore their Achilles.
They'll be at Tulane or whatever. You know?
Even admits in the article, there is no proof. There is no proof that the field actually caused the injury, but I'm going to go ahead and claim that maybe the injury was caused by the field.
Well, and it's not like they're playing.
What if it was?
It's not like they're playing. UNLV is a, it's got a nice facility. It's not like it's a high school. You know, I mean, they've got.
It was Arizona State's in Phoenix a couple years ago. Yes. And then
a lot of colleges use turf. That's the a lot of NFL teams have. You know, it's not like they're using anything. It's not like they were on a field that is completely foreign to what they might have at their own facility or they've played on before. So it's not.
The NFL should
try janky
before they start. Before these teams start complaining about this, well, then get with the owners and try to demand a universal field in the next 20 years. Right. Say, 20 years from now, we want all grass. Everyone has to be grass now. Yeah,
but not even all the players want. That's what's like. Everybody assumes everybody wants that. Not every player wants that either. So we're back to just the.
But do a majority. You know how this works. Majority rules. If it's 70% that want it, then fine. But I mean, that's the problem. Getting a consensus on this thing is out of the mind. It's just every headline is just some sort of version of not telling even 10% of the whole story. I also just. That story sucked during the week because it felt like. People were like mad at the Chiefs because they wouldn't change their practice times to accommodate the 49ers. I'm like, why should they? It's just, it's a field. Like, I mean, I'm sorry that it's a little softer than you'd like, but that's just the reality of it. And like you said, because it switches every other year, then I really don't care.
Yeah, my guess is just knowing New Orleans, like a little bit of their setup down at Superdome. I've been there one time, but. My guess is one of the facilities is going to be the Saints and the other team might be down at Tulane or whatever. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's probably what they're going to have set up. Tulane's the major university in that area. That's probably where they're going to have one of the teams situated. I mean, that's just usually how this stuff goes.
I'm surprised the 49ers didn't suggest a rule change. That is the NFL pay for a grass practice field for the university they're going to go to and the Super Bowl sites. Because you know they're 3 or 4 years in advance. You could certainly do it. Mm-hmm. You could grow it in that special lab or whatever the hell they do for the NFL fields, remember? I don't remember what it was like.
Dexter's Lab, is that what you're going
for? I don't remember. You know what I'm talking about. Like anymore, they like they grew this grass for 4 years under special UV light. And then 2 years ago, it was moldy and disgusting and awful. Last year was great. We were on the field for both.
Oh, Allegiant did a great job with everything.
Massive difference in the field.
I love that stadium. I know it's the Raiders' place, but like they top notch. Everything was perfect. It really was. Like it was an impressive facility, and by all accounts, everything was organized. It was a smooth operation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.